Okay, we'll call to order the September 1st, 2021 Town of Curie Beach Historic Preservation Commission. First item is to note that Ms. Kathleen Zielinski is on the phone attending, and have a motion to excuse Mr. Ken Richardson. Is there a motion for that?
I make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, for the agenda, I would like to propose that we add two agenda items. One is to interview Mr. Gary Blossom for one of the positions on the HPC, and also under new business to have a discussion about possibly changing our October meeting. With those two recommended changes, are there anything else to the agenda that people would want to change before we make a motion to adopt the agenda? No. Okay. I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next item is the adoption of the minutes. We just want to take a second or two and look at the minutes from our last meeting. Okay, is there
I wasn't technically a member at the last meeting, right? Here we go again. Because it was before the town council when they accepted me.
Yeah,
I'm okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we'll make that change. Is there a motion to adopt the minutes?
So move.
Second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next item.
Aye.
Next item is public comments. Is other than Kathleen, is there anybody else on the
No, sir.
Nope. Okay, so we'll go ahead and close public comments. Under old business, before we get on the items, we did have a number of decisions by the council or discussions, and I got kind of confused as to what needs to still go to hearing, public hearing, and so forth, but it was recommended and, you know, that we eliminate the requirement for two members from the B1 district, and the council approved that. I'm not sure if that has to go to public hearing, does it?
I think the situation is, Ken and Beth and Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, council adopted the deletion of the B1 ownership requirement.
Yeah, that's been approved.
Okay, so that's been approved. And then the second one was that the alternate member of P&Z will become the sixth member of the HPC, and they adopted that too. So I don't think either one of those.
The only thing left is the two alternates. Your two alternates have been removed. That's what you recommended to town council.
Right, right.
They will go to hearing.
Okay, and then that's the third thing, is the removal of the two alternates, and that still has to go to public hearing.
September 20th.
Okay. So that means
not
that.
Public hearing, legislative hearing.
Legislative hearing, yes,
also
okay.
Act on it that night as well.
Now, I read something that there was going to be a swearing in.
The 160D, one of the changes of 160D was that all members of all boards have to take an oath.
Okay. Is that something we're going
to... It's under new business.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's okay. I just wondered if we should do that.
Well, all of you are going to take the oath.
We're all going to take the oath. Okay. All right. All right, so the next item then would probably be the interview of Mr. Gary Blossom for the HPC. So why don't you just come up here and again, come up to the microphone and tell us who you are and where you live and a little bit about why you might be interested on the HPC.
Well, my name's Gary Blossom, and I live in the Keys up in Curie Beach Village, and at least most of the year. Also in Maryland, so both ways. I'm a resident of North Carolina, Harvard. Ken Richardson and I have been friends, acquaintances for about 7 years now, since we moved in. And I was talking to him when I saw the advertisement in the emails from the village about historic preservation. I'm a retired federal employee. When I retired, I became a living history character in the city of Annapolis, did colonial tours, worked in a colonial house, and I have been interested in historic preservation probably most of my life. History has been one of those things that, my own terms is history is, it's not what's going on right now in the real world. So the idea of preserving history here in the town intrigues me. And if there's a council and there's a need for somebody to be on it, I would be interested in participating.
Right, great. Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Blossom? How long have you lived here?
7 years.
7 years, okay. And you say that, you know, we do meet at least at the beginning here once every month. You said you also spent a lot of time in Europe. Is that going to be a problem?
Not quite in Europe, Maryland.
Maryland, okay. Maryland. Well, shoot. I was going to say you're flying back and forth between the Riviera and here, huh?
I wish. Actually, I'd stay in Germany.
Okay. But do you see that as any problem for missing meetings?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. All right. Any? Boy, this is pretty easy.
Well, I'm tickled to have a volunteer.
Tickled to have a volunteer. Yeah, you passed the first hurdle of coming through the door and offering your services.
Don't want to scare him away.
Well, we did send him away the first time.
Yeah,
that's good.
We've already done that, so I came back.
Well, if there's no questions, we do have an opening. Okay, you know, it's a 7-person board. We now have 6 members on the board. There's a 7th which is open right now. So we have a vacancy. So I think probably the appropriate thing is to have a discussion and then a vote to pass our recommendation to town council to appoint you. So. Does anybody want to have a conversation? We have to do this in public. It sounds kind of odd, but we do have to do this in public.
Sunshine laws.
Yes. Is there any discussion?
I mean, I like the idea that he's history-minded. It may be too much, because basically what we're doing with one square block is not like taking a village and keeping it like old Salem.
Right.
So basically we're just trying to keep ambiance for the town.
The ambiance is what drew me here. When we came across Snowscut Bridge and saw Carolina Beach, and I mentioned to my wife, this looks like Ocean City in the 50s. And then we got down to Curie Beach and I said, this looks like pictures of Ocean City in the 30s. And I like that.
But I'm very pleased you said that, because that was one of the primary aspects is when we set up the Historic Preservation Commission and the district, of trying to maintain that kind of general feel of that 1940s, 1950s beach community.
That's good.
So anyway, all right. Well, then I'll make a motion to recommend Mr. Blossom to the town council for the Historic Preservation Commission.
I'll second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The town council meets when?
So September 20th.
Okay. I would imagine this would be a consent item, wouldn't it?
Or do town council interviews.
Interviews, okay.
They have the opportunity to interview.
They do have. Okay. So you should attend, because the town council will probably ask, probably not a lot of detailed questions, pretty similar to this, but you should be there. And what date is it again? September 20th.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be back for that.
Okay, good. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. You can certainly listen to what we're doing tonight and just get a feel for our discussions.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. Okay, continued discussion on design standards, final design standards. Mr. Eldridge, you have any?
We keep putting that on the agenda, but there hasn't been any developments in that area for the last couple of months.
Okay. So should we just table that, or should we? I mean, we don't have any.
I just would leave it off the agenda until I need to watch.
Okay. I mean, we do have design standards that we feel pretty comfortable with right now, so, okay. So there's no motion or no action on that particular item. Next item is continued discussion of the HBC web page. And again, you know, Beth had created one for the certificate of appropriateness that looked great. I think it really did fit. And my recommendation is that Beth kind of look at the home page and maybe start creating a home page for the HPC. Because right now it's kind of more associated with the P&Z, if I remember right, the link to it. And again, we should probably have our own separate web page. Sure, yeah.
Jump in here real quick. So basically the thought is to, under government, so right now certificate of appropriateness is living under locals for the moment. But the idea would be that under the government tab, which is where we have committees and boards and things like that, we have Board of Adjustments, Planning and Zoning, we would add historic preservation here.
Right.
So they would have their own page, and then you could go from that page to all of the important information.
Okay, so.
So it would flow from that one page.
So we would have a link under planning and zoning or wherever it would be
under
there.
Historic preservation.
That would then take us to an HPC homepage,
yes.
And then that homepage would have different information and links
and
on it.
And direct you where you need to go.
I mean, that's perfectly appropriate.
Well,
yeah.
It's not going to be, I don't know how you said it, but it's not going to be linked to the planning and zoning page.
No, it shouldn't be.
They're going to be two separate.
Now, you can jump from the planning and zoning page to the HPC.
Yeah, because you'll have cross links there. Okay.
And then, so we just cross-reference it that way.
Yeah. The only thing I'm looking for is a write-up on what you want the page to say, like a brief summary of what the HPC does.
Okay, so you're looking for a write-up on that one?
Like the page that you sent us, that wasn't it Beaufort?
It is Beaufort, yeah.
They have like a brief summary.
They have the brief, so I've got it right here. We'll pull it up for you.
Yeah.
So we want to do something similar to that as well. You'll have your brief summary, the purpose, talk a little bit, basically it'll flow kind of just like this.
Mm-hmm.
The design of the layout might be a little different.
No, it should look more like
But this is a pretty basic informational page.
Right.
The key to it is you don't want to get so lengthy because people will not read it. We do analysis and statistics on our website all the time. We run reports all the time. We meet with our web manager like monthly, and he can flat tell us who's clicking on what they're doing and what they're, so you want to keep it brief. You want to hold their attention. The more wordy you get on this main page, we're going to lose people. So we want to make it quaint and to the point, and here's where you go for this.
Right.
Here's where you go for that.
And that's one of the things I liked about the Beaufort. Again, the design looks different, obviously, than what we would have. But I probably looked at about 20 different web pages, and some of them were immensely complicated.
And it just, you get frustrated and lost.
Yeah, and the Beaufort one is, seemed to be more like what we're going to do in terms of the links. And, I'm not sure if you have to have the members' names on it, for us, but, that would be up to you. I don't think we do for any of the other commissions, do we?
I would follow the Beaufort format in terms of those paragraphs, but just do it in the style of,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. And I thought the links were good too. Kathleen, I know you have some opinions about this. Do you have anything that you want to add to the web page?
No, not really. I think Mandy said it perfectly right. It should be very brief, the way the planning and zoning page is, and then just have the links go from that. And I just think Beth did a beautiful job with what she's done so far, and I'm sure she can manage easily to replicate that for HPC.
Okay.
The question is, who's going to draft those paragraphs?
If you want me to do it, what I would do is just look at the Beaufort and just use the same language, but then change it for Kiri Beach, basically. Is that something you want me to do, Beth, you can probably do it.
Why don't you just look at the descriptions for the Board of Adjustments and Planning and Zoning that are there now and just do something similar.
And tweak it.
Just tweak it.
I would never think it.
Yeah, I mean, just, but use the language about you know, about what the Historic Preservation Commission is, and just a short paragraph for each one of those.
Is the talks that you have with the IT people about who's looking at what, would that help any of us?
I'm sorry, what did you say, Jim?
I forget. the talks that you have with the IT people about who's looking at what and how long before their interest drops off, would that be something that would be worth bringing up occasionally about what people are looking at and what they're not looking at?
Yeah, because then we'll know. We can update the web page, or we might need to add this, or we might need to do that. Because they'll look like, so we have a search bar on the top of the website, and a lot of people just type in what they want. They don't even look for it under pages. They don't even click past the home page. They'll just do what is, and that's powered by Google. So it's considered a Google search on our website. And so we can actually see what people are looking for and how to make it better. That's what we use those reports for. So maybe after a few months of having it live, we can report back with those, with that information for you. And then you can say, hey, let's change this, or maybe we need to reword that if people are searching for something different.
Okay. Just so, you know, we're all straight. So Beth is going to kind of look at the Beaufort, maybe follow the format of the Beaufort, put the language that's appropriate to Curie Beach as well as the design appropriate for Curie Beach. Then that would be as a link similar to planning and zoning, and that would lead to the kind of a home page for HBC, and then you have other links that would go to the COA and planning and zoning and to John's connection and all that sort of thing. Okay.
And once she does that, so let's say we'll bring it forward at the November meeting. We'll bring it forward at the November meeting and for you guys to look at. So that'll give us time to prepare it. And then, so what we'll be able to do is actually just take you step by step through it.
Okay.
Live. Mm-hmm. That work?
Yeah, that's work. Kathleen, is that okay with you for the November meeting then? We can review it?
Oh, what?
Okay, excellent. All right, is there any further discussion on the webpage? Okay, next item is a discussion of historic properties designation. It has me as kind of the lead on that, but I think that was more Ken. What's it? Jim, I think you were the lead on that. I think that was it.
The landmark?
The landmark stuff.
You'll recall that in a memorandum last month, we discussed the fact that to establish the landmarks is a procedure almost identical to what we followed to establish the historic district. Investigation report, submit to state gives us feedback, council act. That's where we left.
And you're right. And then I believe I volunteered to contact the state, and I did. And I got something back from them, but it was kind of generic, I think. And to be honest, that was about 3 weeks ago, and I forgot about that.
And we also established, you had the example of designation of something along those lines for tax credit purposes, and we discussed the fact that there was a federal program for that that's administered actually by the state. But that was a different, that's tax credits for historic rehabs, and that's different than
the designation, right. And then I think Jim talked about the plaques that, okay, so.
The Federal Point Historic Society has a program where either you as the homeowner or the property owner can petition the Historic Society, or the Historic Society can bring it up themselves with something that they see. How it's decided is 150 years of age minimum, and the other is historic uses or anything that would be special and not out of the not part of the norm of structures inside the town. They have the area that they cover is all the way to Monkey Junction, and the plaques cost $100, and those the people are asked to purchase the plaques, there is a search that's done by a law firm here on the island. They do a ownership search to verify who owned it, when it was built, or moved, or whatever, and then it's voted on by the board of the Historic Society. And there's no real service to the individual other than the pleasure of having a part of their house they don't have to paint anymore. And if it is a historic building that is felt that should go further to the state, there is a form that can be filled out, and the one that our attorney was talking about would be then would be kicked in.
So there's no precondition of a municipality designating it as a landmark in order to get that plaque?
No, no.
And I'm curious, are there any plaques in Fury Beach?
There is about to be one. The pier is going to receive one shortly.
One of the things I did notice when I was looking at the HPC web pages for other cities is that they do push the idea of plaques and historic properties. Now, the HPC doesn't have any regulation or responsibility for that, but I think it would be appropriate on the web page, because I didn't even know about this until you started talking. I mean, here we've been talking about historic districts for a year and a half or 2 years, and I didn't know we even had this designation plaque type of process. Is there any way that it would be appropriate to have on our web page a link or some mention of that?
I think so. I mean, that's what you guys want on your web page. We can put that
on there. I mean, the town's within their legal jurisdiction to look at and do it. There is one of the cottages on Atlantic has two plaques, one on the submarine and another one on the residence.
Well, I've seen those, yeah.
The residence plaque came from the Historic Preservation Society, and the submarine, yes, sir?
Those are both gone. And the second one wasn't about the house, it was about Battery Anderson.
Ah, okay, that's right, yeah.
Would we benefit from a presentation, or would they not know as much?
Oh, they'd be more than happy to come and give you a presentation.
That might be good for our October meeting then, I think, to have a presentation. Could you invite them for
sure.
October meeting? Okay. Yes?
Is this designation different from the state highway designations?
Yes.
Okay.
There's basically, standard-wise, there's hardly any standards.
Right.
For this.
Other than you're supposed to be able to read the highway ones passing by at 25 miles an hour and get all the words.
And the state highway, you know, I worked with a person to get the thing about our, I forgot the name of that. What is our big concert hall downtown? The Thalian. Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't say the Thalian. It's the Thalian Association. So when you're coming down the 40 and you see the, you know, right coming into the county, basically, you see the sign that says the Thalian Association, North Carolina's ballet or, you know, type of association. That was a long process to get that. That, you know, that was not an easy process to get that. So some of those state road designations are sometimes difficult to get.
Well, let me tell you. We lost the sign during one of our hurricanes for the Dow Chemical that's put up on the front road, and it was over a year to get it back.
To get it back, yeah. So, no, I think a presentation would be great, because all these different designations tie in, I think, with the Historic Preservation Commission's interest even though we don't have responsibility, but I think we could certainly promote it through our links and, you know, that sort of thing. And I think Ken would be very happy with that too, because I know he's interested in that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This plaque, though, if it's on a home outside of the historic district, still keeps them completely independent of the district.
Yes.
And the COA requirements and everything like that, right?
That's correct. It's strictly a personal sort of thing. And, you know, I've got a friend who has a historic property in downtown Wilmington, and it says the something something's house. So how is that? If I wanted to say the Galbraith house, could I say that if I was over 50, or does the plaque just say it's historic or whatever? Or do you actually say it's have a name for the house on the plaque?
Some of the Carolina Beach plaques are the only ones that I'm aware of. I haven't looked anything outside of north of Carolina Beach, but most of them say the original owner.
The original owner, okay. Because that's how it is in downtown Wilmington, too. Okay. All right, I think it's excellent to have a presentation. Any further discussions on that? All right, new business, 6.1. Ken brought this up, and he would like to have that tabled into the next meeting, if that's okay. Is there a motion to table 6.1?
So move.
Not oath of office. What's the one that Ken wanted?
Oh, sorry, that's on
P&Z. Oh, P&Z. Okay, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
I was going to say, all right, yeah, I remember that. Now, Ken wanted that discussion. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll retract that. All right, 6.1 then is oath of office, I guess. So we can do that. Okay.
So I'll read and you repeat after me. Ken will do Ken's when he's back. And then Kathleen, since you're remote, when I meet with you to go over your tablet, we can do your oath here then, if that's okay, or we can wait till the next meeting.
No, that's fine, Mandy.
Okay. But everybody that's here and present, we'll go ahead and do the oath with you guys.
Yep.
So when I say I, you're going to fill in your name there. So we're going to raise your right hand. Okay. I.
James Dugan.
Stand up, I guess. We should stand up.
Swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution and laws.
Swear I will support and maintain the Constitution and laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as an alternate member or as a member of the Historic Preservation Commission for the town of Curie Beach.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties as a member of the Historic Preservation Commission for the town of Curie Beach.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay, you're all good.
Okay.
Thankfully, we don't video this.
Yes.
All right. The last item, so I get my notes straight here. The last item is a recommendation by both Mandy and Beth that we change our October meeting from the scheduled meeting on October 6th to Wednesday, October 13th.
The reason we're requesting that is because Beth and I will both be out of the office. I will be out the whole month of October, but Beth will be here. She'll be gone 1 week of October, which happens to be your meeting week. So we were asking if we could move the meeting to the following week so Beth could be in attendance.
Okay, and this will be the same discussion for P&Z too. So is October 13th okay with the commission?
Fine with me.
Fine. Kathleen?
Yes.
Okay. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right.
So we'll need a motion.
So I'll make a motion to change our HPC October meeting to Wednesday, October 13th. For a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'd like to ask
Oops, I'm sorry.
Okay. Todd quasi-judicial. Any thoughts on that line there?
I reached out to Wes and he started your training this evening. Hoping to get it done before our October 13th meeting, or should I be November?
Did you want to do a 5 o'clock on the 13th?
I was hoping to see if that's okay with
you. Yeah, check.
Yeah. Tuesday here from him, we'll set it up.
And I really like Mandy's suggestion for doing a case, kind of a impromptu.
Well, yeah, I was thinking get the COG training and then we could do a.
So maybe in November we could do that sort of thing. Yeah, no, I think that'd be excellent. So. All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to
make
adjourn.
Make a motion. Okay, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Does anybody need a break?